It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems, and we're joined by Stephanie Simmons, and she is the Executive Director of Mitchell County Regional Medical Foundation, here to talk about very important information that we really would like people to fill out because it is so, so important. So good morning, Stephanie. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Wade.
Absolutely. So tell us about the assessment and how it works and why we need to fill this out.
Yeah, well, so we really just want to push the why that this is a locally based survey. This is something that the Medical Foundation, the Mitchell County Hospital, Mitchell County Health Department, Beloit Medical Center, all of our healthcare team come together, and we perform this survey every 3 years. So we've done it in a course of the last 9 years. I feel like we get better every time. But really want to strive to let people know that it's locally based. We come up with the questions locally, and then we put it out to the community, and we ask you to give us information on what's going to help us make a healthier community. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty broad, pretty wide, right? It's not just like, what do you need from your doctors? It's what do we need to be a better, healthier place to live? So we've done this, like I said, a couple of times over. I feel like this is our best year yet because we have a lot of grant funding support behind this. But really want people to know that when you fill it out, it was born from being local. The questions come from local people here in our health community. And you really help give data back to our local health people that we can use to look for programs, health services, and just needs of our community, and hope to make those happen in the future after we collect all this data.
So when's this information go out? Are people getting it already? Are you going to get it here soon?
Absolutely. It is actually live now, launched October 1st. And we're targeting the Mitchell and Jewell County households. So specifically, we're looking for one member per household in Jewell and Mitchell County to fill out the survey. It's going to run from October 1st through the end of November. So you have those 2 months to access the survey. There's an online format. Obviously, with the environment we're in, we need to be safe and offer that. But there's a lot of paper copies that we're bringing out into the different communities in those two counties. We're doing, you know, we were at the Jewell Corn Show last week. So there's a lot of opportunity to find it. But we want to make sure that you can get it, and if you want to take it and do it in paper format or online, that you have that option.
So give me an example of a few things that might be on an assessment, because I think people that are listening are like, okay, that's interesting, but what are you more specific probably is what people are listening.
It's a great question. It definitely is a longer survey, too. I want to always lead with that to people. It's not just going to be 5 seconds and five questions. We only do it every 3 years.
Sure.
So it probably takes people about 10 minutes, and it goes over all different organizations and sectors. It looks at things like, what do you need in your healthcare treatment? It has a whole section about like post-doc extension and K-State research and extension and what they can bring to the table in helping with public service and information. And so basically it kind of asks you to rate what we do have, but then also what we're missing. Mm-hmm. So like, what wellness options? Do we need more things outdoors? Do we need more indoor gyms and spacious things? And it goes through the whole plethora. So it will take about 10 minutes to do upfront reality. And really what I can give you in terms of what comes from it, doing this a couple times over, we take all this data and then we rate it, and we get together as a health collaborative team and we say, what is missing? Where are the gaps? What can we do? Obviously, there's a lot of things that we want that probably are just out of our reach or out of funding mechanisms right at the moment. So we have to look at it with a real concrete eye about what's important. And one of the biggest things that I think that have come in the past surveys that we've done is the need for transportation, great general public transportation that can get somebody there. And that popped up about 9 years ago on the very first community health needs assessment survey we did. It was just a lacking service across multiple counties in our rural setting. People need to get not only to doctor's appointments, but they need to get to day-to-day services like groceries and banking and local businesses. And so we took that really seriously and saw that as a gap. And that is the biggest thing that I think we can show you that has really transpired in the last 9 years. We've built a large organization, Solomon Valley Transportation. It went from having a couple vans to now having a 10-plus fleet that serves three different counties and really does get people to where they need to go. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this survey can do if it's done right. Mm-hmm. And we have enough people really take that 10 minutes to think about it and say, this is important, you know, important for our region to be healthy, and I need to put my input in there.
If somebody for some reason is looking for it, but they don't receive one, what would they need to do?
So we would love for you to call the Medical Foundation. That's the easiest route, 785-738-9493, and we'll get it to where you're at. Obviously, you're going to see us approaching this in a lot of different ways. We're going to be coming into a lot of different work sites in both Jewell and Mitchell County. So you might get approached that way through your work site. Obviously, there's a lot of social media and internet-based for the online. You can approach it that way. But also, we're going to try to be at some events and some things going on. But if you just want it personally delivered to you, call us at 738-9493. It's an anonymous survey. We'll bring it, deliver it. You can send it back in or you can drop it off. We do have two drop-off locations. Post Rock Extension has been wonderful to work with on this. So in Mankato at the courthouse, at their offices at K-State Research and Extension, or at Beloit in the courthouse, you can drop that off. And the great thing that we have this time that we've never had before is we have a great funder, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, and they really believe in these tools and what they can bring to communities. And so they gave us a grant that anybody who takes this will receive a $10 gift card.
Okay.
And we really wanted to, you know, we live local, we are local. So what we did is we invested all of that grant back into the community, and we went and bought gift certificates from businesses all over these two counties. So again, if you take this survey, you'll get a little bonus perk this time, which is amazing. So you'll get a $10 gift card of your choice, kind of first come, first serve. We tried to give to about every business that we could think of. And so that's just a little extra added bonus.
It's a dollar a minute for working.
Exactly.
You're not really working. You're doing something that could help the communities, obviously. And I would recommend, I just know how it works in my house, and I know how things work with my children. And when I was a kid in school, if you want to call this, I wouldn't call it necessarily assignment, but when you put it to the side and you say, I've got till the end of November to turn this in, next thing you know, it's January, and you find it in a stack of papers, and you're like, darn it, I should have filled that out. I would recommend when you do get it, probably fairly early after you get it, probably fill it out. I just think that works a lot better than putting it off.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. You know, we thought about the approach of putting it out in city water bills or a mass mailing. But all too often, I agree, that gets kind of set to the side. So we're approaching it a little bit differently, trying to bring it into like your work site or local places. So you might have to seek it out a little bit, right? You might have to actually find the paper copy you want it. But I said, just call us. We'll get it straight to you. And earlier is better. That would be helpful. We're really striving to get 80% of the households in these two counties, and that would be phenomenal, and we would need your help to do that.
Absolutely. So is there any way they can go online, like right now after our interview, to find out more?
Yep, we can post it. We have it posted online at, you know, our websites and the hospital's websites. I'll throw a link up there that you guys can add to the radio website. If you do it online, there is just one gift certificate option, just to make it easier. So in each county, if you do the online instead of the paper, you will receive a $10 gift card to the your local cinema. So either the Ute up in Jewell County or Solomon Valley. So that's pretty cool, because that'll get you into more than one movie if you choose that option. Or if you choose to do it by paper, like I said, we have a lot of variety in our gift cards and local businesses. It's been great to give the money back to them and say thanks for what you do, and this is going to help us all.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add before we let you go this morning?
No, I just, you know, kind of challenge everybody. I know it's hard. Sometimes surveys are looked at as like, what is this going to be used for? We get a lot of surveys. We get a census, you know, and we go through all these things. But just to reiterate, it's very local. It's used highly locally. We really, really value your opinion. So just encourage everybody. I'm going to challenge Wade's family, Dusty, to do it. And we'll get you your own gift certificates.
They're bribing us is what they're basically doing. I mean, I'd fill it out without a gift card. But but for some, sometimes that's what you need to nudge them in the right direction. So if that's the case, I'm sure people will accept that as well. Mitchell County Regional Medical Foundation Executive Director Stephanie Simmons, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you as always by Mitchell County Hospital Health System. Stephanie, thanks for the time. Best of luck with the assessment and gathering all that important information.
Thank you so much for your help.